Some of you may have been anticipating seeing Simon Oliver here this morning. Simon Oliver was meant to be taking the service this morning, and when I woke up at 8:20 this morning, I had a text from him saying that he's not well. So there's been a slight change of plan. You may sometimes think, as you sit here in church and all the children disappear off upstairs, you might think, I wonder what on earth goes on up in Supernovas. Well, this morning is going to be your opportunity to find out, because fortunately Paula and Andrea have planned a really good Supernova session, which was going to happen upstairs, but is now going to be integrated into the service. So it's going to be a bit of a mixture. There's going to be the songs and music and stuff which Simon and the music group have planned, and interleaved with that is going to be some of the Supernovas material that would have normally happened with the children upstairs. Hopefully that means that there will be something for everybody. I'm going to read a very short passage from Psalm 62. Psalm 62, beginning at verse 5. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty refuge. Sorry, he is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Do sit down. We're going to have a bit of a recap about what we did, or some of us did, last week in Supernovas. Now, I know that quite a few of you weren't there, but there are some people that were there, and I wonder if anybody can remember which Bible story you were thinking about last week in Supernovas. Grace, I think, might remember. Have a little more of a think. While you're thinking, just when we were singing that song, which Simon Oliver chose and only told us at 8:30 this morning he was ill, actually fits in really well with this story, and I don't think that's a coincidence. Any offers? Grace, have you remembered? Stephen, yeah, it was a bit about Stephen, wasn't it? Stephen being killed, but the main person in the story, that's quite right, the main person in the story was Matthew, was about Saul. Can anybody remember what happened to Saul? I think Adam was listening, but if you couldn't hear that at the back, he told us the complete story of how Saul was converted on the road to Damascus and how his life was completely changed. He became a completely different person. Having persecuted Christians, he became a completely different person. And today, we're going to be looking at good news and how we can share it, just like Saul, who became Paul, did. And Andrew's just going to introduce the next activity.
Morning, everybody. What we're going to do is we're just going to pass around some paper and some pencils. And what I'd like you to do is just have a little think about some good news that's happened to you maybe over the last week or two, or even the last day. Just something that you could illustrate on a piece of paper in a picture or a word, or something that you'd like to share with us in a minute. And then once you've had a little think and written something down on your piece of paper, we just have 5 or 10 minutes just feeding back and sharing your good news, just to prove all the different ways that we as human beings can share good news that's happened in our lives, just to give you an opportunity to see what it's like to share something that's been good for you this week. So if you could just spend the next couple of minutes just filling something in on that piece of paper, and then we'll share that back. You need some more paper? Right. Just
more paper.
Yes,
sir.
Shout back. doing it after the... Yeah, oh, don't worry, Grace. I'll make sure...
How are we getting on? Has everybody thought of something that they can write down? A few more minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Of course you may. I'm so sorry.
Okay, there's obviously a lot of good news in the room because there's lots of chatting amongst you, which is brilliant. Is anybody willing to share their good news? Maybe we could go round and you can either hold your piece of paper up and show us what you've done. You're welcome to come up to the front and tell us about your good news if you fancy sharing that with us all. I think Hannah would like to share something. Do you want to stand up, Hannah, and come and tell us what your news is?
I got into theatre train.
But what is theatre train, though,
Hannah? Theatre train is a three-hour drama school where you do 1 hour of drama, 1 hour of dancing and 1 hour of singing.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's great. Thank you, Hannah. Would anybody else like to come up and share their news? Come on then, Adam. Want to come up to the microphone so we can really hear you.
My good news is something that you probably didn't put down, because my good news is nothing bad happened.
Thank you. Yes, Kate and James, are you going to come and join us?
James and I went to the cinema together for the first time. Well, I've been before, but James went to the cinema for the first time this week. I can't remember what we saw. It was a little half-hour toddler show, and he had popcorn and everything. It was so exciting. Yeah, that was it. And Joshua and Simon had a coffee. Well,
shall we come, Adam? Anybody else who'd like to come up? Yay, comrade. Can I just point out how nice it is when you share good news? Because from where I'm sitting, everyone's really smiling. And I just wanted to point that out to you, that it makes you feel good to share your good news, and it also makes people feel really happy and smiley for you to receive that good news as well. So just from my viewpoint.
If you're like me, where there's sometimes not enough hours in the day, you'll appreciate this one. The day's finally got long enough to not start out in total darkness.
Yay! Oh, Grace is coming. Oh, Grace is coming as well. Hold on a minute.
I spent time with my cousin Ivy.
Oh. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Emma's coming as well. Cool. There's lots of good news in the room this morning.
We started back at Tic Tac this week at the school, and I'm very excited that someone from Tic Tac has come to church to be with us this morning. So welcome, Kira. Woohoo!
Doris, I think you've got something to share with us. Whoa. Oh, that's really good news. So Doris is going to be a grandmother again. So how exciting.
Great-grandmother.
Oh, great-grandmother. How exciting. Is there anybody else who'd like to share from where they are? Sylvia? Hooray! Is everybody... Is that brilliant? Yeah.
There's loads of good news, isn't there, if we take trouble to share it. And there's also been good news for Sylvia that her family were here for such a long time from Australia and she was able to spend some time with them. So that's good news as well, isn't it, Sylvia? There's loads of different ways we can share good news. We've obviously shared that together, but sometimes we might be sharing good news while having a meal together or by having a coffee with a friend or just all sorts of different ways of doing it. We're going to think about that a bit more this morning. But we're now going to take up the offering for God's work in this place, where hopefully we will be spreading the good news in our community. So those that are doing the offering, that would be great, thanks. And if there's a chance of any lively music, Nick, I don't know whether you'd be able to provide any. The next one would be fine.
Let's pray. Father, we recognise that everything we have and everything we are comes from you, but we ask that you take and use what we are and what we have to your glory, and we bring these gifts to you now as a representation that what we have belongs to you, and we ask that you use these gifts for your kingdom, for your glory in Cottenham and further afield. Amen. I've just not got my order of service. Can you pass me that other sheet of paper, Paula? Thank you. Oh, yes. We're now going to sing again. We're going to sing Our God is a Great Big God, which does have some actions. And if any of the younger ones particularly would like to come and do some actions with me, that would be fantastic. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. But if you would like to come and join me, that would be great. I'll tell you what. I'll start off, and if you don't think I'm doing a very good job, come join me. Well, no, whatever, come and join me. Let's see how we get on.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. He's deeper than a God and he holds us in his hands.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Ah, at this point, the older young people, the kind of teenage Emma's group, apart from something that we urgently need in the music centre just for a little bit longer, so Emma's group are now going out, but the other youngsters, if you could stay put, because we need you to take part in the other activities that are going to be going on. So Emma and her group are going to leave us. There is creche set up if people feel they need to go out with the younger ones as well, but if you want to stay in, that's absolutely fine. Just play it by ear, see what suits. Now, Rob, I think we have a reading. Thank you. I've just realised I'm meant to be introducing this. We're going to hear now about... So we had a bit of a recap about Saul on the road to Damascus and what happened and how he changed. And we're now going to hear a bit about what happened next to Saul and how the Christians who he had been persecuting tried to get to grips with what had happened and whether he'd really changed. So, Rob, over to you.
Thank you. The reading is from Acts chapter 9, and it starts halfway through a verse. So it's, Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who caused havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. After many days had gone by, the Jews conspired to kill him, but Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him, but his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Grecian Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord.
Thank you, Rob. Our next song is Faithful One, So Unchanging. If you'd like to stand, thank you. Yeah, please stand, sorry.
Oh,
Andrea and Hannah are going to lead the next bit of our service. And I just wanted to say how appreciative I am of Andrea and the young people and everybody just for helping us at the last minute to pull this together. And just felt I wanted to say that. Thank you.
We're going to have a little bit of fun now. With the, Hannah's going to come up and do a reading. But while she's doing that reading, you've got a little bit of a game to be doing, which is called a bit of a lotto. So Grace and Matthew are just going to hand round some pieces of paper with some names and things on it, and some counters. And the idea is, in your little groups, we might not have enough for one each, but if you want to sort of get into little groups, we'll read out the story. And when you hear the name or the word that's on the lotto board, could you put a counter over it? So it's a bit like doing bingo. Has everybody got access to
I've got a couple of little ones here if you want a little one.
Has everybody got some counters as well? Can you go around with the counters, Grace, down here?
No.
Yeah.
That's what they take. Give them.
So if you'd like to take a little handful of counters out of Grace's basket, Grace. Grace, take it down, that's it. There are some more instructions to give you. So when Hannah reads through the passage and she says the words that you're looking for on your lotto board, if you can cover those up with a counter or whatever you've been given to cover that square, when you get a full row and the row goes across the sheet, okay, I need you to shout out and shout, jump up and shout, good news. Okay, so when you've got a row, you need to jump up and shout good news. When you've got three rows, I'd like you to jump up and shout good news, good news. And just a little hint, that's right at the end. Okay. So Hannah will pause when she thinks that when she's come across a word that she thinks you might need to cover on your thing. But if you're listening to the story, this should just help you listen in a bit more deeply. So do you want to come along, Hannah? Does everybody understand what we're doing? Brilliant. So I'll hand over to Hannah.
So say that loudly. Stephen was chosen by Jesus' followers to spread the good news by caring for poor people and telling people about Jesus. But some people killed him because they didn't like what he was doing. A man named Paul, also known as Saul, watched as Stephen was killed. Paul had many of Jesus' followers put in prison. It might seem like God's plan to spread the good news was failing, but God's plans never fail. A while later, Paul was travelling to
Damascus.
Then Jesus spoke to him from heaven. God had chosen Paul to spread the good news about Jesus to lots and lots of people. God told one of Jesus' followers to help Paul. His name was Ananias. Paul started telling lots of people the good news about Jesus. God's plan was working.
Are we all up to date with our counters? So you should have one for Stephen,
Paul, prison, Damascus, and Ananias.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll continue.
Now we meet a man whose name was Joseph, but who Jesus' followers called Barnabas.
Hey! The plan's working. This is good.
This was because he encouraged people, and that's what the name Barnabas means. Some people wanted to kill Paul to stop him talking about Jesus, but his friends helped him escape by putting a large basket...
Yes! Good news!
False alarm.
..and letting him down over the city wall. Paul went back to Jerusalem, and God's plan for Paul to spread the good news carried on working. Jesus' followers didn't believe Paul was really a follower of Jesus, but Barnabas told them how Paul had met Jesus on the road of Damascus, and that now he sees that he was telling everyone the good news about Jesus. Can you see how God had a plan to spread the good news about Jesus? Some people in Jerusalem also wanted to kill Paul. Jesus' followers took him to the city called Tarsus. Now Paul could tell people in Tarsus about Jesus too. Later on, Barnabas went to help Jesus' followers and tell people about Jesus in Antioch. He took Paul with him, so God's plan continued. Paul and Barnabas told lots and lots of people about Jesus in Antioch. And it was in Antioch that people who followed Jesus were called Christians.
Well done, Helen. That's brilliant. Thank you for taking part in that. So that's the kind of way we tell our stories up in Supernovas, and it's just a really good way of making sure all the young people are fully involved, as you were today. So thank you for that.
Grace, would you be able to just come up and read this for me? Well, yeah, I could do it being read now, really, if that's all right. Would you be happy to come and read this?
Yeah. I'll move it forward.
Presumably being looked at in Supernovas last week, hence the fact it's on the flip chart. And actually, that's the good news that we've got. We talked earlier on, didn't we, about good news that might have happened to us during the week. This is good news that we have. This is good news that as Christians we have, and it's with us all the time. And because it's with us all the time, sometimes we kind of take it for granted and forget that we've got it as good news. Saul, who became Paul, started trying to find ways of sharing the good news, that he'd find the good news about God's love. And as Christians, we actually have a responsibility to share that good news. And what I want to do now, in our groups or in kind of little clusters, is just take a couple of minutes just to see whether you can think of ways in which we could share the good news. It's maybe something which we don't find very easy. It's not something which we necessarily find easy to bring into conversation, but we are called to be good news and to share that good news with people. So in your little areas where you're sitting, just for a couple of minutes, just see if you can think of some ways in which we could, can, possibly should share the good news, and then we'll put our cool ideas and put them on the board. So you've got a couple of minutes. Thank you. Okay. Has anybody managed to come up with some ideas? Is there anything that you're happy to feed back to me about ways in which we can share the good news. Any ideas? Doris. Sorry? Facebook. Okay. If there was somebody I was going to guess who was going to say Facebook, it wouldn't have been you. That's fantastic. Facebook, great. You'll have to explain Facebook to me later because I'm not really up with Facebook. Facebook, brilliant. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Facebook is a way of kind of keeping other people up to date with what you're doing. And part of that is perhaps telling people about what you believe and about what you're doing and what difference that's making to you. Hannah. Right, so when friends ask you whether you're free on a Sunday morning, you say no, because I'm going to church. And sometimes you bring your friends along with you. Fantastic. Telling friends about going to church. Sorry about my writing and about these pens. In fact, I could really do with a scribe. I could really do with Paula, actually, about going to church, because A, she's better at writing than I am, and B, she's not trying to talk to you at the same time and inviting me. So telling friends about going to church and inviting them. We do that. Any other ideas? Good. Both good ideas. Adam. Okay, so talk to people about how they're behaving, perhaps in the playground. So if some people are trying to play a very rough game, which perhaps isn't going to be a good idea because people are going to get hurt, suggesting ways of playing something which might be less rough, people might not get hurt, and maybe explaining why you want to do that because you care about what happens to people. Yeah, excellent. Good. Right, having a dinner. Inviting people around for dinner and having a chance to chat about what you do and about what you believe, and yeah, absolutely. I'm all for food. Food's great. In fact, I mean, this church is all for food, isn't it? We do quite a lot of stuff around food in this church, but I do think that food is a great way of, you kind of relax a bit. Well, I relax a bit around food, and you know, it means that it's not kind of, you're not eyeballing somebody, but you've got a chance just to chat and relax. Brilliant. Yeah, food, sharing meals together. Andrea. Fantastic. Ladies' Night brings people into the building, people who maybe have got some contact with the church or know other people who come to the church, brings them into the building, gives them a bit of a feel of what's going on in here, and maybe is a route by which they might find their way to come. Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Conrad.
I've got something there. It's unfortunately harder to do the open gigs, so young people might want to try and take this one out. Because when you see somebody who has been hurt in some way, on the playground, someone, then you can actually be the first to comfort them.
Yeah, comforting people in pain or in, you know, physical or emotional pain, possibly even offering to pray for people. You know, again, something which maybe isn't very easy, we don't feel it's a very easy thing to do, but lots of people actually, whatever their level of belief, would quite appreciate you saying, would you like me to pray for you? Yeah, brilliant. Anything else? Rob? Okay, yeah. Events that we put on, which maybe we invite people to who wouldn't normally come to a normal church service. So things like Holiday Club, Scripture Union Holidays, special events. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely. Things which get people along and perhaps in a different format to what we'd normally do, it gives them an opportunity to hear something about what we believe as Christians. Julia? Going into schools with Generate. Yeah, absolutely. The Generate team is a fantastic opportunity to go into hundreds of schools and literally thousands of children and in being able to present Christian message to children. Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. In a fun way, in a way that they respond to. Yeah. Really important, isn't it, to respect what other people believe, to not just give them a sermon about what you believe, but actually to ask them about what they believe and try and talk to them about what they believe and why they believe that, and therefore maybe give you the opportunity to explain what you believe. Yeah. Excellent.
Another thing we do quite a lot in our family is we make quite a lot of cake and give gifts to people that perhaps would be expecting from us, and the reason we do
Okay, showing love to people, giving them gifts that they wouldn't necessarily expect, or looking after them when there's a situation of need or something like that. Fantastic. Can we remain standing and say the grace together to each other if you wish, or just to God? But yeah, let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Amen.